Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really effective DNB move, the Shuffle Flip Breakdown. Built with breakbeat surgery inside Ableton Live 12, this is one of those techniques that instantly makes a loop feel like a proper record, not just a sketch. We're going to start with a straight breakbeat pattern, add a controlled shuffle feel, and then flip that groove into a breakdown section that still sounds connected to the original break, but feels more open, more tense, and a little bit unstable in the best way. That instability is the point. In drum and bass, groove is not just about timing. It's about attitude. By the end of this lesson, you'll know how to take one break and turn it into two different energy states, a rolling shuffle groove, and a chopped, half-time lean breakdown that can carry you into the next drop. So let's get into it. First, choose a break that has strong transient detail. Classic breaks, Amen-style loops, or a dense funk break all work really well here. Drop it onto an audio track and set your project tempo somewhere around 174 BPM, or anywhere in that 172 to 176 zone. Open the clip in clip view and turn warp on. If you're working with a full break loop, Complex Pro is a solid starting point. If the loop is more percussive and you want sharper transients, Beats Mode can be better. Loop it for one or two bars so you can hear the groove quickly and make fast decisions. Now align the break to the grid, but don't overdo it. A lot of people make the mistake of locking every drum hit perfectly to the grid, and then the loop loses its character. In DNB, a little push and pull can actually make the groove feel more urgent. You want it tight, not robotic. Next, we build the shuffle foundation. Open the groove pool and drag in a light swing groove, something MPC style or a subtle 16th note shuffle. You're not trying to turn this into a house beat. You just want the hats and ghost notes to lean a little, while the kick and snare still hit with authority. A good starting point is somewhere around 20 to 45% groove amount. Keep the timing movement modest and keep random low, unless you specifically want a more broken, jungle-leaning feel. Once you apply the groove to the clip, listen closely to the hats, the ghost notes, and the way the snare feels like it's either pulling ahead or sitting just behind the grid. This is a big part of the DNB magic. The swing creates motion without adding more notes. The backbone stays solid, but the micro-timing gives the drum loop personality. Now we move into the surgery part. Duplicate the clip so you have an original rolling version and a second version for the breakdown. In that second version, start splitting the break into smaller pieces so you can rephrase it. You can do this by right-clicking and choosing Slice to New MIDI Track, if you want a drum rack-based workflow, or you can manually split the audio in arrangement view using Command or Control E. Focus on the key rhythmic points, the main kick, the main snare, ghost snares or rims, hat clusters, and any little fill hits or flourishes. You're not destroying the break. You're isolating its DNA so you can rearrange it. If you go the drum rack route, map the slices to pads and trigger them as one shots and simpler. That gives you a lot more control over the phrasing. Now comes the flip. The idea here is to take that flowing shuffle groove and turn it into a breakdown that feels more open and more suspenseful, but still clearly related to the original break. A really effective approach is to make the first bar feel mostly intact, then gradually remove support and increase the sense of space. For example, in a four-bar breakdown, you could do something like this. The first bar keeps most of the break, but with fewer hats, the second bar strips down to snares and ghost hits, leaving a hole on beat one. The third bar brings back chopped hats and a single kick pickup. The fourth bar fragments into a fill that leads to the next section. Think of it like the break is turning inside out. If you're programming MIDI in drum rack, keep the main snare on 2 and 4 in the first bar, then remove the kick on the first beat of bar 2 so the groove suddenly breathes. Fill the empty space with ghost notes, little 16th note details, and maybe one early snare or rim hit before the next downbeat. A really good trick here is to shift some slices slightly ahead or behind the grid. Just a few milliseconds can make the whole thing feel more alive. You want the breakdown to feel controlled, but not too clean. If everything is perfectly aligned, it starts sounding like an edit. If the timing breathes a little, it sounds like a drummer losing and regaining balance in real time. Now let's make it feel like a breakdown, not just a chopped loop. Use clip envelopes to automate the tension directly inside the drum clip. This is where the section starts to evolve instead of just repeat. One of the most useful moves is filtering. Put an auto filter or a filter on the drum group and slowly close it over the course of the breakdown. You might start around 10 to 14 kHz on the high end, then bring it down toward 3 to 6 kHz by the end of the phrase. That narrowing effect does a lot. It makes the breakdown feel smaller at first, which actually makes the drop feel bigger later. You can also automate the volume of ghost hits or hat slices, or pan some of the percussion alternately left and right for subtle movement. If you're using drum buss, a little transient shaping can help the chopped hits cut through without needing to turn everything up. A great arrangement move is to let the filter close during the middle of the breakdown, then snap it open right before the drop. That release moment is huge in rollers, jungle-inspired sections, and darker halftime inflected DNB. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Route the break and any supporting percussion into a dedicated drum buss or group. On that buss, build a simple chain with a Q8, drum buss, saturator, and glue compressor. Start with a Q8 to clean up the low end. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, and if the break feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum buss for a little drive and transient punch. Try something in the 5 to 20% drive range, with just enough transient emphasis to help the break stay alive. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Finish with glue compressor, but keep it gentle. A 2 to 1 ratio, a slower attack, and medium release is usually plenty. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not a slammed, crushed mess. The key is balance. If the break is too spiky, tame it before it hits the buss. If it feels too flat, add punch before you glue it. In drum and bass, you want kick and snare to remain strong, while the chop top end can smear a little for movement. Once the breakdown version feels good, resample it to a new audio track. This is a classic heady DNB workflow, because it lets you commit to the vibe, and then edit it like recorded audio. Record 4 or 8 bars of the shuffle flip breakdown, then start making arrangement decisions. You can reverse a tail, crossfade tiny chops, duplicate the best one bar phrase, or create a final pickup into the drop. This is also your chance to give the breakdown a different flavor from the original loop. Maybe the main groove is cleaner and rolling, while the resampled breakdown is dirtier, more filtered, and more chopped. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel deliberate. Now, the most important part of any flip breakdown. Negative space. Sometimes the best move is not adding more drums, but removing them at exactly the right moment. Drop the kick for half a bar. Leave one snare exposed with no hat support. Silence the top loop for a beat before the downbeat. Or use a reversed break fragment, a reversed cymbal, or a little noise burst to make the next section open up. If you want to add a fill, keep it related to the break. A snare roll with increasing density, a short triplet burst, or a pitch down tom or rim can all work beautifully. The best fills in DNB sound like a continuation of the groove, not a random drum add. A few coach notes to keep in mind as you work. Think in layers of time, not just notes. The shuffle and the flip do not need to behave the same way across the whole break. Let the hats lean, let the snare stay firm, and let the chopped fragments drift a little more in the breakdown. Use the kick as an anchor, not a constant. If the break starts losing shape, simplify the kick first. A stable kick gives all your edits something to hang on to. Make the breakdown feel smaller before it feels bigger. Narrow the stereo image a little, soften the top end, then reopen things right before the drop. That contrast is a huge part of the emotional impact. And commit to one hero element. Maybe it's a snare ghost pattern. Maybe it's a hat shuffle. Maybe it's one chopped MN flourish. If everything is featured at once, the impact gets blurry. Also, check the groove against the bass line early. If your bass line is busy, the drums need more space. If the bass is sparse, the break can carry more rhythmic detail. Don't build the drum section in isolation. If you want to push this further, there are some great variations to try. One version can lean into halftime illusion, where the slice density stays high but the strongest snare accents imply a slower pulse. Another version can use triplet inflection at the end of the phrase, which gives the transition a more live, human feel. You could also make a stud response version by repeating one ghost hit or rim slice on the last beat of every second bar. Or build a reverse-led version around reversed snare tails and reversed hats for a more atmospheric breakdown. Another powerful move is to keep a simple core break and add a second percussion layer that cycles against it in a different length, like 3 or 5 steps. That can create movement without overcrowding the main groove. For sound design, try transient shaping individual slices, not just the full buss. Some hits might need more click, others less edge. You can also run a parallel dirt layer under the clean break buss by duplicating it, crushing the copy with saturation and compression, and blending it in quietly. That often sounds fuller than trying to distort the main buss too hard. And if the hats get harsh, use a targeted EQ dip instead of just rolling off all the top end. You want shimmer, not fizz. As a final arrangement tip, treat the flip as a narrative pivot. Let it change the emotional temperature of the track. Make the first half of the breakdown feel tighter and more restrained, then let it open up right before the drop. Bring the bass back in just a little before the drums hit again. Even one note of tease can make the return feel huge. So here's the big picture.